Welcome to this Sunday morning's message podcast from Kingdom Faith.
Wonderful. It's great to be with you this evening. I just want to, just ever so briefly, that was a great introduction about Noah. And I'm going to ask my good friend Lee if he'd just come up and stand over here just for a minute, just as a visual. So Lee represents God this evening, okay? And I'm going to ask Pete if he'd come up here. Pete represents Adam. Okay, I'm going to ask Josh to come up. And Josh represents... No. A little bit later, this is Noah. Okay, everybody, it's Noah. And then I'd like Norton, would you come up, please? Norton's going to stand over, but round about here. And if you hold your arms out like this, he represents Jesus coming. Okay, and Vivian, if you'd like to come up here. This represents you. Vivian represents you. This is 2014, okay? And then Richard, if you'd like to come up here. This is what I call FJ. FJ represents final judgment, right at the end. And we're not going to say exactly when that will be, but it'll be in a little while's time. And there's a little bit of quite interesting thing that happened between 2014 and the final judgment. So here we have a timeline. We have God who actually is outside of this timeline. He's actually in eternity. So God actually is completely out of this, completely, and he's looking in. And he set the whole thing up about time. He made time. And God came into our lives, and he started with Adam. He then came to Noah, and as Jonathan said, when Adam came at a year around about 4,000 years before Jesus, and then here's this young man called Noah, and he's around about 3,000 years before Jesus, and then Jesus comes 2,000 years ago, and here we are in 2014. And I want to talk to you tonight about this man called Noah and his incredible, incredible faith. And he probably looked a little bit like Josh when he was about, who knows? I mean, maybe he looked like Josh when he was about 500, who knows? He definitely was strong and mighty. Thanks, guys. You can go and sit down. Okay, that's a very, very quick timeline. Come with me in the Bible. We're going to read just a short bit in Genesis chapter 5. And we're talking about Noah. You know, Noah, his name means rest, comfort, or consolation. That was his really, that was part of what he'd come to do. He came to give, to bring God's people to a place of rest, to comfort and to console in the midst of what was a very wicked, a very difficult time. God made Noah a man of faith. And let's just read, I'm not going to say too much about it, I'm just going to read it here. Because there's not enough time to really explain it all. But if you want to read about Noah, you need to look it in your own Bibles, do your own homework on it. You know, this last week, I've got such a great revelation about Noah. Never had it before. I've read about Noah. I've understand some things, but God really has put in my heart some things about Noah I never realized. So you'll do the same. As you read about Noah and meditate, God will speak to you too. But you can read about him in from Genesis 5 going through to... around about Genesis 10, it gives you the full story, really, of what happened. And in Genesis 5, verse 27, all the days of Methuselah, who is the oldest man in the Bible, were 969 years, and he died. He did actually die. And do you know his name, Methuselah? I'll tell you what his name means, because I looked it up. His name, if I can find it here somewhere... I can't find it. But it basically means, it meant that when he died, a deluge would come. That's literally what his name meant. It's incredible. His name actually meant that after he died, after he was finished, a deluge would come. And very, very soon after Methuselah died, actually the flood came. So he was a prophetic man, really, in the Bible, in preparation before. He was a sign, actually, in his life. And a wonderful man of God. And he gave birth to Lamech, verse 28. Lamech lived 182 years and had a son, and his name was Noah. And saying, this one will comfort us concerning our works and the toil of our hands because of the ground which the Lord has cursed. After he begot Noah, Lamech lived 595 years and had sons and daughters. All the days of Lamech were 777 years, and he died. And Noah was 500 years old, and Noah begot Shem, Ham, and Japheth, three sons. And it came to pass, when men began to multiply on the face of the earth, and daughters were born to them, that the sons of God saw the daughters of men, that they were beautiful, and they took wives for themselves of all whom they chose. And the Lord said, my spirit will not strive with man forever, for he is indeed flesh, yet his day shall be 120 years. There were giants on the earth in those days, and also afterward, when the sons of God came into the daughters of men, and they bore children to them. These were the mighty men who of old, men of renown. I'm not going to go into the whole thing here, but it's talking about how that fallen angels actually came and produced children with women. That's actually what happened. It was a very demonic time. And God, the devil knew that he wanted to try and stop God's seed from coming to the human race and to pervert what God wanted to do. And this is where Noah comes in, because God's promise was upon Noah to continue God's, if you like, God's promise. And I'm going to talk this evening, tonight, really, is about crossing over. Noah's ministry was a crossing over ministry. And he was a man of faith, and he understood what God wanted to do. And through Noah, Noah crossed over. The reason you're here tonight, by the way, in Worthing, is because of Noah. I don't know if you thought of it that way before, but if Noah hadn't done what God asked him to do, we probably wouldn't be here. That's it. And so Noah, actually, the man of faith called Noah, did some incredible things, like building a boat when God told him to, when he never heard of rain before. He was just a real man of faith, and we'll discover a little bit more about why he was a man of faith in just a few minutes. And so it was a very, very demonic time, and then the Lord saw the wickedness of man was great in the earth, that every intent of his thoughts of his heart was only evil continually, and the Lord was sorry that he had made man on the earth, and he was grieved in his heart. So the Lord said, I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beast, creeping things and birds of the air, for I am sorry that I have made them. But Noah, just say, but Noah. But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Noah found favor, grace in the eyes of God. Do you know, because of Jesus, you found grace, you found favor in the eyes of the Lord. And God wants to teach us in this short time this evening to understand that we're... your own personal life is at a point of crossing over. And if we can learn some things about Noah, about what he did, how he was with faith, I think it will really help us to actually have this crossing over mentality, this crossing over faith. And this is what Noah was all about, really. Noah was a type of Christ in the Old Testament. He was really very much like Jesus, if you understand some of the things that he did. He was a type of Christ in the Old Testament. Let's go to the book of Hebrews, shall we? Let's go there. Let's go to the book of Matthew, Matthew 24. Matthew's Gospel, chapter 24. And verse 36. And it says this, of that day and hour, no one knows, not even the angels of heaven, but my Father only. Jesus, this is Jesus speaking. But as the days of Noah were, so also will be the coming of the Son of Man will be. As the days of Noah were, so will the coming of the Son of Man be. So in the days of Noah, there was wickedness. And it goes on to say that in the days before the flood, they were eating. Well, we eat, people eat, drink, have parties. They carry on with life, giving in marriage, and sometimes not marriage at all, until the day that Noah entered the ark. So life carried on, oblivious of what Noah had preached about. It says that Noah was a preacher of righteousness. The way he spoke, the way he declared, the way he lived his life, he was known as the righteous man. In fact, the Bible says that he was the most righteous man, the most blameless man on the face of the earth. What an incredible description that is of this mighty man of faith, Noah. And then the flood came. And even though for hundreds and hundreds of years, Noah had been proclaiming who God was, men refused to turn to God. That was how demonic, how evil it was in those days. But Noah was righteous. Noah kept on with faith. And it says, they didn't know that the flood would come and the flood would take them all away. And so also will be the coming of the Son of Man. Jesus coming back. And we have a ministry like Noah. I don't know if you thought of it that way. But Noah's goal was to save people. And he'd spent all those years proclaiming the goodness of God, of Elohim, the creator. And in the end, God's faithfulness, God's grace upon Noah meant that Noah actually went in this great big boat that they built, and they took all the animals and they took his immediate family in this boat, and they escaped the judgment that came and they crossed over. And you know, I believe that Noah had such a vision from God about the future. He saw that timeline we just described. He may not have seen everything in great detail, in all of the detail, but he saw this timeline that went into eternity. And he knew that beyond him, he had to do what God told him to do. He had to, through faith, obey what God said. And as he obeyed God, he knew that there'd be a fulfillment, that the seed that God had spoken about would come through his family line, work its way through, and that God would have his way on the earth. And that there would be salvation would come to the earth. And that's why we're here tonight. And you and I have a job to do by faith. And our work really is to see people come to Jesus. Our job is to get people to jump on the boat, as it were, the ark of the new covenant, where Christ is, and to cross over onto new ground. It says, it basically says in those few verses in Matthew 24, 36 to 30, 39, that the Son of Man will come quickly. And people really need to be ready. We need to be ready to tell people now before it's too late. And your part of your mission, like Noah's, is to be a preacher of righteousness, to declare the righteousness of Jesus, to declare who he is, what he's done in your life. That's your personal witness. But it's also encourage you to go out and to live that life out like Noah did through faith. Let's go to Hebrews 11. Hebrews chapter 11. While we're worshiping the Lord this evening, I just... You know when you're just about to get onto an aircraft and fly off somewhere? It's like you're leaving somewhere to go somewhere. You have to take some steps, and in the Bible it's called steps of faith. And as you climb those steps up and you board that aircraft and the doors close, you're ready to go on a journey somewhere. And I sense God saying tonight, he's saying that's exactly like it is for you this evening. It's you need to get into this plane. You need to get into this journey that God has for you, just like Noah did. It's exactly how Noah perceived life. Life was a journey. Life actually was a walk of faith with God. And this incredible walk, we're going to talk a little bit about it in a minute, because God's interest in your walk with God. God's interest in your walk with Jesus, your walk with the Holy Spirit. And it's a walk of faith. And it says here in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1, faith is, what does it say in your Bible? The assurance or the substance of things hoped for. It's the evidence, okay, inside of you. It's the evidence of things not yet seen outside of you. That's what faith is. So faith is a substance, or faith is, in the Greek, it's the title deed. I think I spoke about this some weeks ago when I came. Faith is the title deed of things hoped for. It's the evidence of things not yet seen. So Noah walked with God, and he had a relationship with God. Just say relationship. Whenever you hear the word walk in the Bible, it's all about relationship. And Noah loved God, and Noah knew God loved him, and they walked together. Just like Adam did in the garden, just like Enoch did. One day Enoch went for a walk with God, and he didn't come back. Fancy that. Fancy going for a walk one morning, leaving Roffey Place if you're a student, or walking out your back door, and one day you're going for a walk with God, and God loves your faith so much, and Enoch had such a desire to be with him that God says, okay, you can come with me now. And he took him home. He took him away with him. He took him right there, because Enoch had faith that that would happen. That's faith. God had actually shown Enoch so much that Enoch went home early to be with the Lord. Enoch expected it to happen, by the way. That's what faith does. Are you with me? Yeah. Noah was the same way. Noah walked with God. And one day God said to him, God began to explain to him, listen, something's going to happen. You've preached these hundreds of years and these people aren't listening. But I have a plan for the human race. And you're going to be an important part of it. You're going to build something called a boat. And he gave him the full design. He gave him the pattern. He told him exactly what to do. All the details were, he showed him in a vision. And I guess Noah must have drawn them all up. And he worked with this plan, what materials he would use, how he would do it. He received all this from God. And he knew that this boat would be the salvation for his family. They were going to cross over and go somewhere. And what he also perceived, it wasn't just about his family. It was about the human race. It was God's plan for salvation for eternity. And that's called faith. So every time that we connect with God with faith, we're connecting into eternity. We're eternal sons and daughters of God. We're his children, aren't we? And everything we do has an eternal consequence. So you getting up in the morning isn't just about you and yours. It's about you and God and eternity. It's got people in mind. And let's just read at verse 6. Without faith, it is impossible to please him. So if we don't use the faith that God's given to us, we can't please God. But God has given to each one of us a measure of faith, just like he gave to Noah faith. And so we need to use the faith that God has given to us, and through that faith we will increase our ability to work with God. We will be enlarged. We will see greater fruitfulness. So without faith, it's impossible to please him. How many of you want to please God? Do you know God's giving you his faith? His faith. Just say his faith. He's given you his faith so that you can please him. When you got born again, you got born again because God gave you the spirit of faith. You didn't create that faith. You didn't try to whip it up. That faith was given to you by God. You heard the word of God, or you saw something from God that described who Jesus was and what he'd done. And in that moment, you believed, didn't you? And God gave you faith. And basically, you repented, hopefully. You turned to him. That's what repentance is. Turn to him and ask for that forgiveness and that cleansing from your old life. And in that moment, you got born again because God gave you the spirit of faith. That faith comes from God. And faith comes from God. It's his title deed, it says. Title deed, substance that he gives to you. It's promise. So when God speaks his word and you hear his word and you believe his word, faith comes. That's how it works. So Noah, it says, walked with God. So when he walked with God, just describe to me the scene. What does a walk with God look like? Just tell me what words describe what walking with God is like. Just describe it in some words, if you can, this evening. So as we walk, as Noah walked by faith with God, what kind of things was he doing? Trust. He was trusting God. So faith, trust God.
Obedience.
Great. Faith obeys God. So, you know, he was walking, he was trusting God. God was speaking to him and he was obeying what God said. Faith goes with obedience. You obey by faith. What else?
Fellowship.
So that's relationship, sharing of life. God was sharing his thoughts and his love and his desires with Noah, and Noah was opening his heart. So it was a sharing of real fellowship, life together. What else?
Love.
God loved Noah. Noah was amazing. He didn't look like Russell Crowe. Okay. He had this radiance on his face because he met with the living God. He had such revelations of God's love. He was walking in love with his God. Amen. So faith works with love. Anything else?
Hope.
Hope. Divine hope. So Noah knew when God said, you're going to build this thing called a boat. There's going to be water. It's going to come up. It's going to cover the earth. And in this boat, you're going to be saved. Noah believed it. He had this incredible hope. And God, for some of you tonight, God wants to give you fresh hope.
Come on.
This divine hope says, it doesn't say it may or may not happen. This kind of biblical hope says, it fills you with a joyful expectation. It's going to happen. It's just it hasn't happened right now, but in my heart it has. That's faith and hope working together. Hope in the future brings it into the now. Noah was filled with hope because he knew what God was going to do. He was confident that God would do it. And he knew that we would depend upon it. The human race would depend upon it. God was depending on his faith in God. What else can we say about faith? Peace. Absolutely. Faith works with peace. Yeah. Faith works with peace. Anything else?
Assurance.
Faith brings assurance. So these are the things that are to... How's your walk with God going? How's your walk going with God tonight? Because God wants to encourage you in your walk.
Yes.
He really wants to encourage you. He's just saying, walk with me. Walking isn't hard. Walking is easy. I love walking with my wife. We don't walk very often, but when we do, I love walking with my wife. And we usually walk holding hands. It's nice, isn't it? And the reason we walk holding hands is because we love each other. And during that walk, guess what we do? Talk. Listen. I know I need to learn to listen a little bit better, but listen. I usually, out of our walks and our talks together, I usually take some action. So Noah was the same with God. He walked and talked and listened and obeyed and basically put it all into action. Noah had amazing revelation. And I want to encourage you in your walk tonight, because I sense, I believe that God wants you to, in your life, and as a church, the part of Kingdom Faith down here in Worthing, there's a crossing over that God wants us to come into. It's about saving people's souls. It's about seeing lives changed. And this was Noah's heart. Noah's heart ticked with, in beat, really, with God's heart. It was for people to be saved. And even though these generations refused to listen, Noah saw the day when people would. Noah saw the day that someone coming down from God into man, as it were, divinely, Mary, would give birth to Jesus. I believe Noah saw that. He could see that God's seed would come and that a man would represent all of us and take our sin away and pay the price for us. Noah could see that. Noah understood something about faith and the righteousness that God gives to us as a gift. And we're living in the benefit of actually what Noah saw. Isn't that amazing? God showed him that out of this walk with God. Now, I want to encourage you. God wants you to walk with him. Don't see your relationship with God as being a, whatever you see it, if you don't see it as a joy. God wants you to enjoy fellowship with him. He wants to talk tenderly to you. He wants to speak words of life and love and direction into your life. And I want you to get ready, because just like you go on a journey on a plane, you have to take some action. And just like getting on a ship, if you go across the waters, you have to get there. You have to climb into the boat. But once you're in the boat, you're on a journey somewhere. And God's saying, get ready, because for some of you, maybe for all of us in different ways, we need to get ready on a journey with God. God wants us to cross over from where we are and go to a new place.
Come on, then.
That's the best way I can describe it. Go to a new place with him. Go to a new place where we're seeing, wow, I didn't know, God, it was like this. I didn't know I could know you this way. I didn't know, God, that you wanted to use me to do this. And to see people being saved and added to his kingdom, seeing people being healed, see people coming to the Lord in great numbers, even seeing them coming one by one to start with, but then seeing that grow and develop. Yes. This is the kind of the faith that God gives to you and me, and that's the faith that Noah was living in. Hallelujah. By faith, let's read at verse 7. By faith, or through faith, Noah, being divinely warned of things not yet seen, moved with godly fear, he prepared an ark for the saving of his household, by which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is according to faith. What an amazing thing about Noah. By faith, it was all by faith. God met with Noah. He walked with Noah, and Noah walked with God. And it says here that he got divine revelation. And I just numbered a few things down here on my sheet of paper when I was meditating, praying about Noah. Faith walks with God. It's a very, very close relationship that we have. And through this relationship of faith, we hear God speaking to us. We get revelation. And God wants to fill you and me with revelation. Just say revelation.
Revelation,
revelation of him. Because very often, I don't know about you, but the temptation is, if I've got a need, I'll go on to God about my need. God doesn't want us to go on to him about, he already knows about our needs. What he wants us to practice is to be, it says here in Hebrews 11:6, that we're to diligently seek him. The reason he wants us to diligently seek him is to know him. It's not actually to tell him all about our problems. He already knows your problems and your needs, or your family needs, or your friends' needs, or the needs in the church, or the needs outside of the church. What he needs is to diligently seek him, so that we can meet with him by faith. And as we meet with him by faith, he releases to us more of who he is. And with that, he then begins to direct us in his will. Did you get that? So there's something about meeting with him. This is what Noah experienced. Noah wasn't asking God, what do you want me to do next? No, Noah was diligently seeking him so he could know him better. And as he got to know him better and opened his heart up, God was able to say, now this is what I want you to do next. Do you see that?
Yeah.
So it was the other way around than the way we would probably do things. And God wants you, in your walk with God, to diligently seek him, to know him, to love him, to give yourself fully to him. And as you do so, God will speak to you. God will make Jesus really clear to you. And as you get to know him, then he'll explain to you about his will. Does that make sense? You can walk in his will and do what he's asking you to do. Faith in Jesus brings a holy fear of God. It brings that awe of God. I call it having an awe of God. This, God's here. Jesus is here right now. And faith brings an awe of God's greatness. It brings reverence about that God is here. We're not on our own. He's come to live in us. And he wants to do amazing things through your life and through my life. Just think, Noah was just a man. He was an ordinary human being, but he, because of our great God and he met with God, God used one man to bring about salvation for the whole earth, really, because of his obedience. What can he do through you? You think, well, I'm the only person in my workplace. Well, God can use you. God can change your workplace around through you. What about your family? God can change everything in your family through you.
Very good.
I'm not just talking about your husband or your wife or your children. Or that. It might be that, but be the wider family of what relatives you know that you're connected with. God can change everything through you. He can use one person like you because you diligently sought God. God wants to use you, every one of us, so that we bear fruit for the kingdom. This is a crossing over time. Some of you and me, sometimes we can get stuck in a certain place, and God says, I don't want you to be in this certain place any longer. I want you to move out of this place and come to a new place. And I believe that it's a crossing over time. And as we diligently seek him, give ourselves to Jesus and love him and let him speak to us, he will show us in detail what he wants us to do. He'll show us what he wants us to do. He'll show us the things he's given to us of his Holy Spirit. He'll show us actually concerning his will. And you and I will make the difference. Do you agree? His Spirit has been given to us to make the difference so that people can come to know Jesus, people can be healed, situations can be changed. Things that have stayed the same for a long period of time can be overturned in all kinds of ways, but it needs faith to do it. Faith not in ourselves, but faith that God gives to us in him. Amen? Faith comes by hearing, and hearing comes by the Word of God. Faith leads to obedience. We spoke about that earlier. Faith leads to obedience. The obedience of faith. So when God speaks and we immediately do something about it, then that's real obedience. And you know, faith leads to obedience, and obedience leads to action. And action leads to fruitfulness. And this is Noah. God spoke to Noah. Noah could have been a man of faith and just heard the vision. But nothing would have happened for you and me today if Noah hadn't believed God and actually done something about it. So faith, obedience and action, they follow on together. Faith, obedience, and then taking action. What's God saying to you tonight about some of the actions that you need to take in your life, in your family, in your workplace, maybe concerning some other people that you're reaching? What action does God want you to take? You see, if you don't take action, then nothing will happen. So, and God doesn't want you to do it in your own strength. This is what faith is all about. If you'll pray about something, pray about a person or a situation, as you listen, God will speak to you. And as you give yourself to Jesus, you focus upon him and give yourself to him, diligently seek him, he will speak to you. And in a moment, he will show you what needs to happen next. And you'll be part of the answer as you take action. Does that make sense? Hallelujah, we're crossing over. Just like Noah. Noah crossed over and brought a completely new day for us. Faith prepares and gets ready. Faith prepares and gets ready. See, Noah built an ark, and it didn't happen in a day. There's some things I've been praying for, to be honest with you. I've been praying for years. I haven't given up because I know God gave me a promise. I know he showed me some things that he wants to do. And I know that I'm part of the answer. So I'm believing God, I'm confessing his word, and I'm taking action in different ways. I'm taking action steps that will form part of the answer, just like Noah did, and he built the ark. And there will come a day when that ark is built, when that thing that God's asked you to do is done, then something wonderful will happen. You'll see the breakthrough. Yes. You'll see the breakthrough. See, faith, Noah was a man of faith, and he pioneered some things because of faith. Maybe God's asking some of you to pioneer some new things in your own life, in the church, in the workplace, perhaps in Worthing, maybe somewhere else. God wants us to pioneer, but we can't pioneer in our own strength. We need to receive something from God. And it's as we diligently seek God, God will actually, through faith, release his word, give you revelation. This is what I'm going to do. This is what I want to do. And he'll do it. You know, it was about 3 or 4 years ago in Crawley, God gave me a revelation. I'm going to move in that building over there. I'm going to start touching young people. And I went into that. I thought, I'm going to take action. And I went into this building and I spoke to the manager of the building, and there was young people there, and they're quite needy young people. And although I got on with the manager, nothing really opened up. And I said, God, you spoke to me about it. And I tried some more. Nothing happened. And so what I did, I decided to do was, I decided to pray and seek him some more. And as I sought him some more, I kind of relaxed over it. And God said, it's okay. You've heard my voice, but the time isn't right. Just you leave it with me. But you continue to pray with faith. So I did. And I kept praying with faith. And I kept praying for 3 years later, I had a guy come to speak to me. And out of this conversation we had, we are now going into that place with two of our young people, into that particular building, serving that particular group of unsaved young people. And we're beginning to see something beginning to happen. Are you with me? Faith leads to action, but it doesn't happen in a moment. It happens over a period of time. And so faith and patience work together. Faith, you know, some of these nodding your heads, you know this. Faith, patience, that means time, and waiting upon God and letting God change you to become more like him and keeping relaxed over things. But faith and patience and perseverance will get you there. Noah persisted in his faith. You need to persist in your faith. Don't give up. If some of you feel like giving up, don't give up. God will change your situation. God will change your relationship with your husband or your wife. God will change your relationship with your children. God will change your relationship perhaps in the workplace. God will change things concern those things that concern you. God will change things. But you have to persist with faith. Keep your head up. Keep your eyes upon Jesus. Don't look at the circumstances. If you look at them too long, you'll get depressed. But you need to keep your eyes on Jesus because he'll change everything. And he will do what he said. Noah absolutely believed God. And even though no one else did, apart from his immediate family, Noah broke through. And faith breaks through. God wants to give us breakthroughs. He wants to give us at Kingdom Faith breakthroughs, amazing breakthroughs. He promises amazing breakthroughs. And he'll have it as we operate with the same faith that Noah had that came from God. Hallelujah. Amen. Faith shows up unbelief and condemns the enemy. And it ultimately separates light from darkness. That's what happened with Noah. Noah stuck with his faith, believed God. And you know what? With people of faith will show up true from false. Does that make sense? You stay with faith. If God's told you you're going to be healed, you stay with it. You are going to be healed. If God has told you you are healed, then you are healed. So we need to believe God in what he's saying. Faith enables us to receive. Noah believed God right the way back here, and he saw that the righteousness that God was talking about that would come through Jesus, he saw all of that coming in one go. And that's why he knew he had to build this boat for the whole human race. And Noah crossed over. Noah found favor with God. You found favor with God. The reason Noah found favor with God wasn't because of his good looks or bad looks. It wasn't because of things he'd done. The reason Noah found favor with God was because God loved him and chose him. You know, God loves each one of us, has chosen you specifically, individually, and he sees you in Christ, and he sees the grace he's given to you in Christ Jesus. And because of that, you have favor on your life. God has favored you. God loves you. And he has a specific plan and purpose for your life that he wants you to fulfill. And as we work together as a body in the church, God will enable that to be fulfilled. It's connected with God. It's connected with a church body as well, that we can function in this favor. God's pouring out his favor upon us as a body of people. Do you agree? Do you believe this? God wants to do amazing things as we put our faith in him. Don't give way to fear. I noticed with Noah, I don't know if I guess he must have been confronted with fear many times, but he never allowed fear to overcome him. Don't allow fear to overcome you. Everything that demands faith will actually have to face fear at some point. It's what we do with fear. When fear comes, when we confront fear, we have to put fear under our feet and defeat it, just like Jesus did, just like Noah did. Faith defeats fear. God hasn't given us the spirit of timidity and fear. He's given us the spirit of power, of love, amen, and of a sound mind. God wants us to be overcomers, faith that overcomes the world. Noah had this incredible faith. Faith that came from God. He was living in it. He was using it. He was growing in it. He was developing in it over these hundreds of years. We don't have quite the same time to do that. But he was developing this faith, and God entrusted so much to him. And because of his faith, he overcame. And God's called us to be men and women who have faith that overcomes. So don't give way to fear. Just turn to Proverbs chapter 29 and verse 25. Proverbs 29 and verse 25. It says here that the fear of man brings a snare, but whoever trusts in the Lord shall be safe. See, that was true of Noah. Noah trusted in the Lord. He didn't give way to fear, and he was safe. His whole family was safe, and they crossed over. You know, tonight, I believe God wants us to respond to him about our walk, our relationship with him. He's not here to condemn anyone, any one of us. He wants us to come into that full relationship. If we're not in a relationship with him yet, he wants to bring us into a relationship with Jesus where we know him. But if we know him, he wants that walk to get stronger, deeper, closer. Do you agree? And I believe this evening that it's like the things that Noah did as he obeyed God through faith brought a breakthrough. There was a release. And what actually happened was Noah came, if you like, got on board. He literally got on board to the boat that he'd made. And God took him in this boat and brought him into a new place. I believe tonight that for all of us, God wants to change our walk, bring our walk, adjust our walk with him. He wants to reveal more of himself to us through faith, so we really are men and women living by faith, and that faith is getting to work in our daily lives, in all that we do. I believe that God, like Noah, God wants all of us to see souls being saved, salvation of souls. And just as Noah took his household on board, God has entrusted souls to you, each one of us. God has entrusted souls to you, people that he wants you to lead to Jesus, people that he wants to come to, and be saved and be born again. And God wants to use you to do that. He wants you to bring them to Christ. And he wants you, I'm going to put it like this, bring them into the boat. Bring into the boat of Christ. Christ is in, you're already in the boat, but you want to get other people into this boat too so that we can cross over. So however you take this message this evening, whether it's about people being saved, leading people to Christ, or whether it's something new, God wants to increase our walk with him. That's all I know. He wants to increase our walk with him, our walk of faith. And so that we benefit out of this, so as we diligently seek him, God, make me a diligent seeker of you. He will reward you. He will reward you openly in this life. He'll reward you eternally for the things that you do in his name. Amen. God loves each one of us. So he's not asking you to be like Jonathan or like me. He wants you to be like you. He wants you to be like Jesus. And we can be examples of that, but God wants you to be you and who he's made you be in Christ Jesus. He wants Christ Jesus in you to be developed so you become more and more like him. Does that make sense? Each one of us has a unique calling, and God wants us to cross over into a new place with him. Let's all stand, shall we? So we have the guys up here. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I'd encourage you, if you haven't done so, to read those few chapters in Genesis just to get the real feel, really, of what God did through Noah. And part of what we need to pray tonight is the Holy Spirit will enable us to cross over. So just think just for a moment, just quietly think, what is it that God's asking you to cross over into? Is there something in your prayer life where God's asking you to cross over? I remember there was a time some years ago when getting up early in the morning was something I needed to cross over. And I've benefited so much. It's not just about getting up early. It's actually about what God wants to do in getting up early to meet with him. That was a crossing over point for me. And I've never looked back from that time. It may be that there's some other things that God wants you to be crossing over in at this time in your personal walk with God. So let's just pray for a few minutes just about our walk with God. Just begin to talk to God right now. Just thank him that he's here. He's encouraging you. He's saying, child, walk with me. Walk with me. Walk close with me. Listen to my voice. I'm always there for you. I'm always wanting to encourage you and to speak my words of life into your life. I want to bring revelation to you. As you seek me, as you seek to know me, and make that your number one quest, to know Christ Jesus, to know him. To know him who lives in you. To know him. Make that your quest. Make that the number one thing, to seek, diligently seek him, not about things, but to seek him for himself. And as you do that, your walk, I promise you, your walk will get stronger and deeper. You're going to have a greater revelation of his love for you. And it's out of that that God will then describe to you and reveal to you his will, how to walk with him, the things he wants you to do. You'll begin to get prayer answers in a new way. That's what faith does. And I just want us just to submit yourself afresh. God, in my walk, Jesus, my walk with you, Holy Spirit, that walk that I have with you, Lord, I want you to increase it. I want you to draw me ever closer to you, Lord, that I diligently seek you day by day, that revelation of you will come. And in that revelation of you, Lord, that you will show me the things that you want to do through my life. His will is made known through knowing him. Hallelujah. The light shines brightly as we come into his presence. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So just afresh this evening. Just devote yourself afresh. Lord, in my walk with you, I'm saying yes tonight. Yes to you tonight, Lord. If you've got slack over some areas, just put that right with God right now. Just ask his forgiveness. Ask the blood of Jesus to wash and cleanse. And God says, I'm going to give you faith tonight that you can get up early in the morning if that's the issue. I'm going to give you faith tonight that you can hear my voice. Every time you're still and quiet, I will speak to you and you'll hear my voice. I'm going to give you faith tonight for dreams and visions. So I'm going to reveal more of myself to you. God's going to do that. Every time you open your Bible, expect the Lord to speak to you with faith. Expect it. Expect God to speak to you personally. Every time you open the Bible, that living word, he's going to inspire you and bring revelation. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Just thank him for all that he's going to do. Even from tonight, there's something fresh coming to you tonight in your walk with God. You're going to walk with faith. God will say of you that you walked with me by faith. Hallelujah. Faith brings breakthrough. Faith enables you to cross over. Hallelujah. Just make a decision tonight. Lord, I'm going to get into that boat. I'm going to cross over. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. For some of you tonight, there's new initiatives that God wants you to step into. There's new things God wants you to do. And some of you already, God has begun to show those things, but he needs you to take steps of faith now. Some of you have been waiting upon God. Continue to move forward, but begin to take action now. Take action steps, faith action steps, and step into the things that God has for you, because he wants you to cross over into a new place. Just like Noah did, Noah crossed over and the flood went and they were on dry ground. And God did something brand new with Noah and his family. God wants to do some brand new things with you tonight. He wants to see people saved around your life. He wants you to get people to come into that boat with you. The boat is Christ, and for people to be saved and delivered so that they can cross over too. Thank you, Jesus. Just begin to thank tonight. Just begin to believe, God, you're going to make me a soul winner. The Bible says in Proverbs, he who is wise wins souls. Father, I thank you tonight, Lord, that as we surrender afresh to you, Lord Jesus, we close this time, Lord. Make us people of faith, Lord, that cross over, that lead people to you, even one by one to start with, Lord. Bringing them to you, Jesus, for the forgiveness of sins and knowing your saving grace, knowing your love and mercy, Lord, knowing them in your lives. Father, thank you that we've all been called, Lord, to be witnesses for you. So, Lord Jesus, use me. Just say that to the Lord tonight. Use me, Lord. Use me, Lord. Make me a man or a woman of faith. Make me a person of faith, Lord. I'm going to be used to bring people to Jesus. Just begin to see yourself leading people to Christ, leading them to the Savior. Begin to see that as a reality. Hallelujah. This is a soul-saving church.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I see multitudes coming into the house of God. I see many people being saved. Just hold fast to God and just continue to be diligent seekers. He'll do the rest. Don't have to strive over it. God will do it. God will bring people into the house. He will do it by his grace. It's how you got saved. That's how he's going to save people through you and me, through us as a church. Hallelujah. Let's worship the Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you for listening to this Kingdom Faith podcast. We trust it's been an encouragement to you. For more information and resources by Kingdom Faith and for our other audio and video podcasts, please visit kingdomfaith.com.